इसे छू लूं जरा, मर जाऊं या जी लूं जरा।
भाई ते पूछन जिया गाह सताए आजा।
Those are some of the entries from Sing for Diwali, a competition run by Celebrate India ahead of the Diwali festival next week, a celebration that is as big in India as Christmas is in Australia. Arun Sharma is their chairman and he joins me now. Arun, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
First of all, can you explain Diwali? What does it celebrate?
Diwali is a very ancient festival, some 6.5 centuries ago when it started, and the initial reasons, which is very mythological, was arrival of the Lord Rama from back from jungles. After living there for 14 years, he came back to his kingdom, and his kingdom, all the people there, they all got together and celebrated his arrival, and in the process they lit the lamps across the pathway for him to arrive. As you can imagine, there was no lights there. And of course, they danced and sang, and food was made and celebrated and shared with everybody. That was the first story which goes back that long. But since then, Diwali has changed and it's become very contemporary and modern in many ways. But one thing never changed is its message. The message of Diwali has always been the victory of light over darkness.
And you say it's changed the way that festival, the victory of light over darkness, is celebrated. How has it changed? How does it look now in India?
Well, it's a lot of things has never changed, and it's still there. Exactly the same thing, like the celebration and the festivity just goes exactly the same way. The entire city is outside for about a month before in preparation. The houses get cleaned. New clothes are bought for the family members. Lots of food is prepared and shared, just like Christmas. And atmosphere is just amazing. And the firecrackers and decoration of buildings and houses just goes on and on. That hasn't changed. What has changed, and it's kind of become very business-oriented, just like every other festival in the world. So there's a lot of business deals happen on Diwali Day. There's a lot of shopping becomes a big thing. They become more sale-oriented for Diwali. That has been sort of become more commercialized.
So there you go. It's not just Christmas that's being commercialized.
No, definitely not.
Diwali has as well. How is it celebrated in Australia?
This has changed. It's been an amazing evolution for us. Like when we first arrived in early 70s, there was hardly anybody knew about Diwali. And we were doing it, the early migrants who settled in Victoria or in Australia anywhere, they were all celebrating that in a small group in their homes. And gradually, as the population started to increase, people, neighbors start to become more aware. I remember 10 years ago, it's our 10th anniversary, by the way, when we started 10 years ago, nobody in the city who we came across knew about Diwali. They used to always use the word Festival of Lights. Today, I think almost anybody we come across, they've been there, they've attended it. And we try to recreate the similar atmosphere what we have experienced in India. And most interestingly, Victorians have really accepted it and joined in. It's an amazing feel. It's not just Indians doing it. There's so many communities joining into.
Yeah, that was my next question. I'm interested in the others you're bringing in, the non-Indian community. Are you getting a lot of interest from non-Indian Australians?
Absolutely. I think our mission, when we started celebrating Diwali in the city, our mission of celebrating India was only one, that we wanted to take the culture to everybody and wanted to get them involved. That was the whole idea. And today, in 10 years, I can proudly say that last year we had over 22% of participants, artists, were non-Indians. And we had some members who were volunteering who were non-Indians. And we're very proud of that fact.
This year is also a bit different. You mentioned it's your 10th anniversary, but you're also searching for a Sing for Diwali star. How many entries do you have?
We had over 50 from all age groups, which was really fascinating. But we were quite proud that in a short time we had over 50 entries.
What sort of songs did entrants sing?
We asked them to sing any Hindi song, which is a national language. So any song they wanted to sing in Hindi, that's all we asked for. And they also had to give a message why they like Diwali or what they like about it. So that's all they did. They picked up just 1 minute video they prepared and presented to us. And it's been judged. And we are going to announce the winners on 6th of November. At Federation Square.
You can check out a lot of these entries on your Facebook page, the Celebrate India Facebook page. In those videos, you also asked people entering the competition to explain why they love Diwali, as you say. Here are a couple of those answers.
I love Diwali because it's actually a festival which kills the devil and it is the winning of truth. And this is a festival also which makes all the family members together and especially exchange gifts and sweets.
I enjoy Diwali because it's festival of lights and lots of yummy sweets.
So sweets seem to be the big draw card for people, right?
Absolutely.
That's the main point of this entire festival.
Absolutely. Eating and sharing, that's the two big things that enjoy.
Sounds very exciting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
And that's Aaron Sharma. He's chairman of Celebrate India, and they're searching for the 2015 Sing for Diwali star. The winner will be announced next week.